Welcome to the August 2015 installment of Industrial Heating Magazine's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute with Bill Jones, CEO of the Solar Atmospheres Group of Companies, and host Jim Nagy, President of Solar Manufacturing. Solar Manufacturing is the innovative leader in vacuum heat treat furnaces. This month's Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast is on the importance of keeping ceramic electrical insulators free of contaminants. Let's join Bill, Jim, and guest Bob Sandora, the Solar Atmospheres VP of Continuous Improvement, as they discuss the important topic.
In our last two podcasts, we discussed the topic of contamination of gases in vacuum heat treating. Continuing with the subject of contamination in vacuum processing, we will shift our focus today on the contamination of ceramic electrical insulators of the heating elements. In this podcast, we will address various concerns of the metallization of ceramic insulators in the hot zone. This metallization occurs when deposits of metal builds up on the surface of the insulators. Over time, the coating of vaporized metal can become conductive to the point where there is a potential to produce electrical shorting. The problem affects just about every vacuum furnace at one time or another. But before we get to it, Bob, I want to welcome you to your first Vacuum Heat Treat Minute podcast. And just so people know a little bit more about you, you have well over two decades of vacuum furnace experience, probably approaching close to 30 years, at several different companies in many different positions. So you know your way around vacuum furnaces. Bill, I'll ask you the first question to start us off. Can you outline the indications of the base problems facing heat treaters with heating element ceramic insulators?
Yes, Jim. It is a problem with almost any vacuum furnace eventually. And the indication is that you will have either heating elements that have actually burned off, or you will have an imbalance in the zone meters, that is, from voltage and current from zone to zone. And these are electrical short-circuiting problems, which is occurring in the ceramic insulators. That's the normal problem with these electrical imbalances, if you wish, or if you have a heating element that has actually burned off. This problem, normally, where the ceramics have become what we like to say contaminated, is because of metallization, which occurs from actually the heating elements themselves in the case of molybdenum, or in the case of evaporation from the product, which might be nickel or chrome, and plating on the ceramics. So that really is the base problem.
Well, Bill, what are the causes of metallization or plating on the ceramic insulators?
There's two mechanisms. Assuming, let's say, molybdenum heating elements, the first cause is the evaporation of moly and then depositing on the ceramics, and then the molybdenum is reduced and you form metal moly plating across the ceramics. That is the primary problem with molybdenum heating elements, not so much with graphite elements because you don't have that evaporation of moly and then condensation onto the ceramics. However, the other part of that problem is that if you're running high chrome, high nickel parts at high temperatures, say above 2150 Fahrenheit in high vacuum, you can actually evaporate nickel and chrome, and they can deposit onto the ceramics and then cause these electrical short circuits, which is a result of the plating.
Bob, you have been operating and maintaining vacuum furnaces for a couple of decades, so you know the problems heat treaters face with ceramic insulators. How do you go about detecting and finding where the metallization is occurring in a hot zone?
Jim, the first thing we would look for is we would actually do a visual of the elements. We would look for a hot spot. The element may have discolored. We may see an arc or a flash or even a metal splatter. We would also look for a spider effect right around the element standoff where the insulator is. Where it occurs could be anywhere. Could be anywhere in a furnace. The next thing we would do is actually take a resistance test of the element to ground. to see where it is. In a typical older furnace with the moly elements, we have a 100 ohm resistor. The closer we are to zero, the bigger the problem is.
Bob, now that we know our ceramics are plated and causing an electrical short, what can be done to fix the ceramic insulators and resolve the problem?
We have two choices at that point. One is to remove all the old insulators and replace them. The second would be to take the insulators out and bake them out in air around 2,000 degrees, and that will vaporize whatever's on the ceramic.
Bill, you have focused a lot of your career on refining the hot zone design and improving its performance. What do you have up your sleeve for improving the heating element insulator designs to prevent this metallization?
Well, thank you, Jim. Yes, you're right. I have worked for many years on hot zone designs and heating elements and the like, actually for well over 30-some years. The insulator problem has been with us for many years, not just in a vacuum furnace, but also in other electrical furnaces wherever evaporation can take place. And I would say the biggest problem in any of these electrically heated furnaces is if the ceramics are what I would call naked to the environment of the furnace. So that if you have bare ceramics that you can see, tubular ceramics or any other sort that you can think of, they are most probably able to be plated easily. So most of the more modern furnaces, let's say within the last 20 years anyway, we have developed ways of encapsulating or capturing the ceramics, separating the heating elements from ground so that they are in fact shielded from any evaporation. So I think the design of the ceramics, the way they are positioned in the furnace, and capping or encapsulating them, if you wish, is the way out of this problem. Our more modern furnaces also include a ground detector circuit, so that the ground detector circuit is automatically measuring the resistance of the heating element to ground. That is a very clever little circuit that will light a red light on the control panel if one particular zone is in trouble. It may not necessarily be from ceramics. It could, in fact, be from a part in the furnace which is up against the heating element and causing a potential short circuit. So the ground detector circuit is a very important one to incorporate and actually is very easy to do. And I think they are the principal things to look for preventative maintenance. One other point, however, is to operate the furnace in partial pressure. In order to prevent evaporation, as we've said earlier, of either nickel or chrome, a good example is copper brazing. Copper is brazed normally at 2150 Fahrenheit. If you do that in high vacuum, you're going to evaporate copper all over the inside of the furnace, including the electrical ceramics. And of course, that will end up in short circuits. So we normally recommend operating the furnace in partial pressure, normally as high as 10 torr, to completely suppress evaporation during the brazing cycle with copper. And that's just one example. We can talk about nickel and chrome, but I think for the moment, we'll just leave it with the copper example.
So this concludes our discussion about contamination of electrical insulators. We trust you have found this information helpful and practical. Next time, we will address your concerns about processing oily, dirty work in a vacuum furnace. Please join us.
These podcasts are underwritten by Solar Manufacturing, the innovative leader in the design of advanced vacuum heat treat furnaces. You can find us on the web at solarmfg.com. Our website contains many technical articles about vacuum furnaces and vacuum heat treating, which will be very helpful to our listeners. Also, we highly recommend Trevor Jones's paper entitled Reconditioning Ceramic Insulators, available for download from any of our solar websites. Thank you for listening.